This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. And just got to talk to this guy at his shop the other day when we were out for a pretty darn big orange event with Kubota, checking in with Blaine Price from Robertsdale and beyond with Parrish Tractor Company. Hey, man. Hey, Blaine.
Hi, you there?
I am here. So let's talk. You know, it was last time I was out with y'all. A couple weeks ago, out in Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor, I was still getting emails like that next Monday and Tuesday about some of the offers y'all were running with Kubota. Pretty exciting, and I say Robertsdale, but with Parrish Tractor, y'all are all you know in Mississippi and Alabama, right?
Correct. Yes. So we have one location here in Robertsdale. We have three other locations over in Mississippi: one in Poplarville, one in Hattiesburg, and one in Meridian.
Okay, so you've got the inventory as well, and I know you carry a full line of Kubota tractors, the RTVs, construction equipment, mowers, hay equipment. Talk about what's going on right now. You had some pretty incredible financing going on before. Is that still happening?
Yes, it is. So right now we still got all the zero interest financing on all Kubota and Land Pride equipment. One deal we're offering right now, Sean, is on all of our 20 to 40 horsepower L-Series compact tractors, whenever you buy a tractor with a loader and at least two implements, we're giving you a free 7x20 pipe top trailer for free. All of that qualifies for the zero interest financing with Kubota, but that's a big deal right now as far as, you know, you come in here to buy a 20 to 40 horsepower tractor, you buy a couple implements to go with it, and then get the free trailer.
Nice. Something to bring it out on. What's most popular right now in the RTVs? I know that, you know, we talked about I have a Kubota RTV, but you said they've combined now into a, is it a 1000 or which one is?
Yeah, so it used to be an RTV X900 and an RTV X1120. They now have combined that into an RTV X2. It's a real good-looking diesel side-by-side that is in high demand right now. We're selling them, I mean, daily right now.
Well, let's do this. People need to take advantage of this, obviously. Now, how do they get in touch with you? Best probably come to look at the equipment, but online or in person, where are you?
You can do it online at parrishtractor.com. Send us some messages on there or call us 251-947-4171. And we're located right here in Robertsdale in the middle of town on Highway 59 if you're heading south. Will be on the right-hand side of the road in the middle of town.
Look for all that orange.
That's right.
Blaine, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, John.
All right, Blaine Price checking in from Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale and all over, actually, beyond Robertsdale. And you check them out, like he said, in Poplarville and elsewhere. All right, let's say hello to my in-studio guest, and we'll also say hello to our telephone guest as well, as it's been a while since I've had these folks back on the show from Southeastern Cannabis Company, Oliver Washington, George Radcliffe, in studio. Good to see you. Good to see you in person.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dave.
And it's let's go to the phones here. Is Chuck on with us on the phone? Do we have a connection? Chuck, are you there? Nope, we lost him. There we go. Well, if Chuck can call back in, I tell you what, if you'll give him the number, if you're texting with him, to do 251-343-0106, we'll put him through, and then we'll just talk until he gets on the line. Okay, first of all, y'all came on with me early. Y'all have been a player in the medical cannabis discussion since when? How many years has it been now?
It has been over almost a year.
Yeah.
June of this year will be a full year.
Yeah, because June was when it was going to be, and I'm going to share these mics over here too. So June was when that was the date that the licenses would be issued. I remember talking about this. It's coming.
Well, they started in 2021. You know, we've had three awards.
Okay. So. But that first one, like, I didn't think we'd be here because when it was June, I was like, oh, okay. It's done
That's
and
right.
it's out. And,
right.
and that was just not the beginning, but that was we hadn't made the turn at number 9 at that point.
That's correct. That's
right.
That's
all right, good. We have Chuck on with us as well. Chuck, sorry about that. Technically, in other words, I think your call got dropped, but you're on now. Good.
Yeah, I think you're just mad at me because I'm not there in person with you.
Well, I am going to pick on you. Yeah, I'm going to pick on you for that for sure. But we're talking about this timeline with the, you know, I can think back to the legislation when Senator Melson was pushing the legislation through, and he'd come on the show a bunch, and I was, you know, looking at that. I do want to say this as we get started. All this stuff means that the people that needed the medical cannabis,
that's correct,
back when Senator Melson was on the show telling me about specific cases too, and I mean enough made you want to get like wet-eyed, right?
That's right.
And those people still don't have the product.
They do not, as of this day, and it's
2024.
Yeah, it's held up by litigation.
Right.
That's the only reason we're here.
You know? Okay.
And let's talk about this new proposed cannabis legislation.
Yeah. So SB 276, I think
that's
it
right.
is.
That's
yeah.
276.
So this is, as they have a few more days in session in Montgomery. What is SB 276 in your opinion? What does it do? What is it?
It basically helps the patients of Alabama get product this year.
Okay.
This year, and you know it's to tackle this ongoing litigation and put a legislative fix to getting an operable program this year. Chuck and I have worked on this earlier in the year, and he's a little bit more briefed in it,
and
he's going to help us out explaining.
Yeah, Chuck, give us like the every person, not the people that are in the trenches like y'all, but like for somebody like me, you know, what do I need to understand about SB 276? What does it do? What's it fixing? Why are you for it?
Sure. Thanks, Sean. And yes, Oliver's right. This legislation is designed to unstick the program, if you will, and get the program started so medicine can get into the hands of patients this year. Now, how do we do that? Right now, the litigation is occurring because people that have either never won once in the different three rounds that the commission held are suing because they're upset. They want the program to blow up and start over, so hopefully they have another shot. Or there's people that have won one or two times that didn't get awarded in the third round, and of course they're suing because they feel like they've won at least, you know, once or twice or three times in some respects, but certainly once or twice, and they don't know why they didn't win in the third round. So when you look at all that, you got, if you bear with me, you've got three rounds, nine discrete companies in the integrated facility license category have won at least once. Some of us have won two or three times. So if you expand the program from the existing five licenses to 10, and I'll tell you why the 10th one is there, you can give a license to all of the at least one time, if not two or three time winners. That takes all of that litigation off the table because there's nothing to sue about. You've
right,
got a license.
Right.
Right. The 10th license, Sean, is because by law in Alabama, you have to have an administrative hearing so that if you didn't win, you can appeal. And if you have a hearing, well, of course, you have to have a remedy, which means you would be given a license if you were proven to have actually been aggrieved and should have won. Well, that's where that 10th license is open for anyone that wants to take the administrative hearing path and has an opportunity upon appeal to win.
So it still keeps that channel open. At the same time, it moves this process on to get medical cannabis to patients.
To patients.
That's correct. And there is a precedent. Judge Anderson has allowed the commission to give out licenses in the categories that actually had additional licenses to continue to give, which means there was no holdup for the administrative hearing process. But in the case of the dispensaries and in the case of the integrated facilities, there were no additional licenses to give out, so there was no remedy. One thing that's really important to note, and then I'll pause, is this bill originally started with 15 licenses, but that was then amended down by Senator Sessions to 10. Additionally, Senator Sessions asked for and received an amendment to increase a moratorium for 10 years on any additional licenses. So granted, we're going to have a few more licenses to start this program than we expected, but there's going to be a 10-year window where we can build the industry and not have to worry about additional licenses coming on. So, you know, frankly, as a business guy, I'll know my competition for the next 10 years. I kind of like that as opposed to worrying about there's a few more competitors day one.
Yeah, I mean, sitting here not being, you know, in the trenches on this, I get where you're coming from. At the same time, you know, you're working within the bounds of the law as written. As a citizen, I don't really understand why there's not more licenses available if you you score high enough in these things. And that's one thing you talk about, winning the license, 2 out of 3, 1 out of 3, 3. What I don't get, help me here, I'm just a simple guy. If the scoring mechanism is the same, you know, we're taking the Scantron test here and we're filling in A, B, where they say if you didn't know the answer, fill in C, whatever it is, you fill this out. Why did I pass one time and not the next time? I don't get that. Isn't it objective? And I know, well, yeah, Oliver and George have known me for a long time. They're looking at me like, Sullivan. but I mean, like, what? Give me regular people. What? Why?
Yeah. Right. Sure. Well, look, the first two scoring rounds were very objective. It was based on a very detailed application process, third-party blind scorers. It was one of the most rigorous applications that I've personally been a part of, and I've been in this industry across the country for the last 14, almost 15 years. So they did it right up front. What happened in the first round, you know, they called victory too quick. They didn't double or triple check their math, and they had a concern that there was a scoring discrepancy. So they paused that first round, brought a third party in to make sure that all the scores were tabulated correctly. They did, in fact, find one company in the integrated facilities that actually didn't score as high as they were supposed to. They got booted down, and a person that scored higher or company that scored higher got put in their place. All of that should have been then it. They should have then reissued the licenses on the second round with the thoroughly independently scored tests or scores, and we should have moved on. Unfortunately, there were companies that didn't win in either round. They called foul, and then they got the commission's lawyers to agree to do what I would like to call a dog and pony show. It turned it very subjective. You got to stand up there for 45 minutes and tell them why you deserved a license. Well, Sean, think about it. I mean, you got 33 companies standing up there over for a week, 45 minutes each with a PowerPoint. How in the world are you ever going to come to a real evaluation unless, you know, in some cases, one of your buddies was the one that was actually presenting and you were able to lobby for that person. And that's unfortunately where we got to. But let's forget that for a second.
Okay, I just like to...
We have a mechanism.
Yeah, okay.
No, but it's a great question. It's why the answer for SB 276 is, let's assume all nine of these companies that won at least once had some capability that was deemed worthy to win a license. Let's give it to them so we can get this program started, and let's get the program getting patients medicine this year. This bill, SB 276, would cause the commission to issue awards in June of this year, which means that we could get this program up and get medicine to patients.
There's a cost factor.
Yeah, get you closer to that.
There's a cost factor here too, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, right now the state has no income coming in.
Right. But more importantly than the state coffers are the patients. I mean, the whole reason I jumped on board with Senator Belson back then was the patients. State's going to figure out how it gets revenue from a bunch of different things. You know, but we could talk about Montgomery, but the reason Senator Belson brought this bill and made this impassioned plea was for patients. It wasn't for, we got to do this because the state needs the revenue. We got to do this because there are patients that need it, right? That's what he sold me on.
That's correct.
And Sean, that should be our guiding principle. But here's something that I hope your listeners can also understand right now. The budget as it was passed this year has a $6 million budget for litigation costs for the Cannabis Commission for this year.
How much?
$6
million. Wow.
If the litigation is not solved, next year you can expect that number to double, and because the litigation will not stop until this program started. So you're looking at somewhere between 15 or $20 million worth of litigation costs to the citizens of Alabama for the next 2 years. Now, your question is, well, Chuck, you'll never prevent litigation. People can always sue. That's correct. But if we have a program up this year, we're actually going to start generating tax revenue to offset that litigation cost. So it won't just be a black hole of money going nowhere or to lawyers. It will actually be revenue from patients that are getting medicine that can offset and ultimately oversee all of the cost of the program.
Coming right back, more of this discussion that we've been having on the periphery with people that are on the inside right now from Southeast Cannabis Company right here on the Daymobile.
Listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right at 12:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along. And see me moving all these buttons because in studio, longtime buddies, Oliver and George are in here. And then Chuck phoning in from somewhere where I can just drop the phone line if I don't do my job correct with Southeastern Cannabis Company. And this is y'all's, you know, y'all looking at it as a player, a vertically integrated player. But at the same time, I think we're getting education on what went wrong and why y'all feel that SB 276 is a fix.
That's correct. And, you know, as Chuck was telling you earlier, that this 276 gets the medicine to patients this year, and which is the big push. And, you know, we want to help create jobs and tax revenue through this program for the state as well. So
this is it out of committee? I mean, where is this in Montgomery?
Yes, it is. It's out of committee. It is being waiting to be scheduled to go to the Senate floor for a vote. We were up there last week. Personally, between Oliver and I, we probably met with 25 of the 36, I think, senators. I can tell you that I didn't get a single hard no from any one of them. I got quite a number of yeses, and a lot of, boy, you've educated me on something I really wasn't as aware of, and I need to take an interest in it. So, I don't know, I'm optimistic that we would have the votes if it went to the floor. But, you know, without this, Sean, the program will not get started. We will be mired in litigation. And I really, truly fear that the program will actually die. Because if it comes around to next year and we're spending $10, $20 million on litigation costs, somebody up in Montgomery is going to say, you know what, maybe we just shouldn't have a medical cannabis program. And wouldn't that be a shame for the patients and the citizens of Alabama and our state in general, which just doesn't look good out there right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, as much as, you know, I know the two men in studio with me, and what you go a couple of years like this, you might hear me saying, what the heck are we doing? There's no product happening and the state's spending money on litigation. Yeah. That seems like a losing on both fronts. Let's shut it down.
We've heard it. Right. There are competing bills. There are people who want a fourth announcement of winners, and you know that all those things just create more problems. We're trying to solve the problem.
Do you think there's a design? Do you think there's a design by others to muddy the water so much?
I would never assume something like that.
It's our state. It's Alabama. Yeah, come on.
It is Alabama.
It's made us wonder.
You know, one thing I will just add, because you may have heard this from others. You know, people are saying, gee whiz, you're kind of doubling the size of the licenses. You know, is that too much? You know, is that going to cause problems for other people that have already won? And the reality is that this 10-year moratorium helps to offset that, because now we can all work cooperatively. And in the early days of cannabis, I could tell you in every state, we all banded together. Yes, we were competitors, but we were kind of friendly competitors because we knew we had to build a program. And I just will tell you, I'd rather have a smaller piece of the pie that's going to start operating than a big piece of zero. And mm-hmm. Right now, it's a big piece of zero.
No, and your motivations to me are clear. I understand. I often say this in business. I understand your motivations. Not that you don't want to get product to people, but if you get nothing and you get a big share of it, it's not worth, right, a smaller share of something. I get that. Where I get lost is in legislators. Like, I get business. I understand why people want to do things. I don't understand why others don't. You know, that are that don't have an incentive in the capitalist system. That's where I get confused.
Yes, I agree.
Right.
Well, go ahead, Oliver.
You just walk the halls of the Senate floor, and you just hear story after story of relatives or people that come to them and that say that these medicines help them continue their life, ease their life.
Everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story, but when it comes to the actual policies or a bill getting enacted, it's just the toughest thing ever, you know.
Go ahead, Chuck.
They also have a lot going on, Sean, right? I mean, we got gambling, we got IVF, we've got all these other things. But here's the one thing, and maybe appealing to your listeners if they care. You know, the legislators don't need to pass a new law. They already did that hard work 3 years ago with Senator Melson's help to get this law into place. All we're asking to do is tweak the existing law enough to get it operational. And that's not a heavy lift. And if they voted on it this week, it would pass, in my opinion. So anybody that knows Senator Sessions or Senator Melson or anybody in your jurisdiction, reach out to him and please ask him, pass Senate Bill 276 this week so that we can actually get medicine to patients.
Absolutely. All right. That's something specific there. Gentlemen, I appreciate you all coming on. And hopefully we'll be talking about this again in June, because that would be the call. It would be as early as June, right?
That's right. So, that's right. Yeah,
that's when we can see it.
All right, good stuff. There you go. Chuck, thanks for being on. And George and Oliver, thanks for coming in studio.
Thank
and Mike, Chuck.
Thank you again, Sean.
Appreciate it. And any more questions on this, you can always ask them here, and we'll get them answered going forward. I think this process, I wish to tell you it was going to be done in the next two legislative days. I don't know if they won't milk this to the end. We'll watch it. Coming right back, hour number two of Midday Mobile.